Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs, and I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It's absolutely my privilege and pleasure to be able to host the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call each and every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. This call is recorded every Tuesday, and we get hundreds, and I do mean we receive hundreds of podcasts and downloads of this call throughout the week. And I want to thank all of you who consistently send me messages and tell me at my live events that you've been listening to my podcast for years. And the downloads of the podcast are free. I'm also in the studio one more night doing the finishing touches to the highly inspiring audio download, The Breakthrough Factor. Back in the day, in 1998, I started recording cassettes. By 2001, I converted over to CDs. Up until 2008, I created a body of my work of over 20 audio CD programs of at least eight CD sets in length, several 10 CD sets, and five single CDs, and also compiled four books in that time frame. I'm proud to announce that I'm doing the finishing touches of my first product in studio for 10 years. Now, my internet marketing team takes pieces of some of my content and puts together sales funnels and products. But this is the first studio product that I've produced in 10 years. So I'm very proud to announce this content will be groundbreaking. It will be absolutely awe-inspiring. And it will give you great insight onto cause and effect, why you do what you do, how to release emotional addictions, letting go, the ability to separate your feelings from the events, and a lot of content that will give you higher consciousness and more awareness. It will be available sometime in April. I'm in the process right now of booking out many of my events. I'm booked all the way through April, and here are some of the events where you can see a live one-day More Heart Than Talent event. This Saturday, I'll be in one of my favorite cities in Southern California, Irvine, California. I love to speak in California. I was in San Mateo 2 weeks ago. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area in the San Joaquin Valley, right below Sacramento. So I'll be in Orange County, California this Saturday in Irvine with Marissa and Doug Campbell. So that will be a fabulous event. I know I see tickets are already starting to fill up here. On the 24th of Orlando, the 24th of February, we'll be in Orlando. That's a very unique event. It's right inside the terminal airport. Now, Orlando is the only airport that has a hotel inside the airport, and that will be at the Hyatt. That is by design for me. March 3rd, tickets are flying off the chart here for Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Diane Hunt will be hosting that event. Yay, that's her first ever event. Baltimore, Maryland, March 10th with Marianne Snyder. March 17th, one of my own hometowns, Kansas City, Missouri. March 24th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with Joe DiBianca. March 31st, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. That's about an hour outside of Boston. I've spoken there numerous times with Abby O'Neill and her team. April 7th, I just booked Salt Lake City, Utah. April 14th, Rye, New York. April 21st will be Las Vegas, Nevada. April 28th, I'm looking at St. Louis, Missouri, another one of my all-time favorites. If you're on this call for the first time and would like to take advantage of a free 15-minute coaching session, feel free to go ahead and send me a message, and I will get right back with you. And we will book your first free 15-minute coaching session. With that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I have been coaching for going on 21 years. I have coached over 12,000 clients one-on-one, 60,000 hours individually one-on-one. I routinely coach 12 to 13 hours a day, 3 days a week, 11 hours on Thursday, and catch a red eye every Thursday night to speak on Saturday. Coaching is a big portion of my free enterprise business where I create commerce from the comfort of my home. Now, occasionally I come across clients who are absolutely unique, and I know in my inner game that some of these clients have what is required. However, many people live in a place called unrealized potential. The woman I'm going to be introducing you to tonight is not living in unrealized potential. She is in a B state of creation. She has creation on demand. I watched Brittany Carr, who I started coaching a little over 3+ years ago, going on 4 years now, actually. Brittany shared the stage with me in December of 2014, so we're into almost 4 years of collaboration. I met Brittany at a time of her life when she was ready. She was ready to break through. In the last 3+ years, going on 4, I've absolutely seen her build a brand that when she does a Facebook Live has anywhere from 20 to 30,000 people. Brittany is an activist, an author, a mompreneur, a professional network marketer, a wife, and a first-class human being. I've had the privilege of coaching Brittany on and off for several years. Brittany, as I said, is an author, speaker, and an activist. She specializes in freeing people from physical and financial pain and is a vaccine injury awareness advocate. Her book, The Silent Scandal, Stop the Toxic Attack on Our Bodies, is an in-depth look into the American health crisis and how people can detoxify their lives on all levels. And I'll be asking Brittany to share some of her content on tonight's call. Brittany began studying holistic health and detoxification in her late teens in order to balance her body from addictions and health challenges. She holds a degree from one of my all-time favorite colleges, the Bruins of UCLA in political science and international law, which inspired her to uncover many of the injustices and corruptions in the government, and she now teaches to the world. She's dedicated to empowering individuals and families to take command of their health and wealth by opting out of the agenda so they can live healthy, happy, and free lives. I absolutely endorse Brittany's what she does. I'm one of her biggest fans and would absolutely stand the gap with her. And Brittany is a first-class woman, as I said. She will also be speaking at the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop and will be one of the keynote speakers on Saturday of that event. She'll be back for repeat performance. She had standing room only. Brittany, is absolutely an awesome pleasure to have you on tonight's call.
Wow, Jeffrey, thank you so much. That introduction was amazing. I'm so honored and privileged to be on this call with you tonight. Thank you for having me.
UCLA. Now, you and I have that connection. I once lived in Westwood, and you graduated from Westwood. So good to have you on tonight's call. As always, longtime friend and client. How is 2018 for you already, Brittany?
It's fabulous. I'm inspired, Jeff. I'm inspired to be on the call. I heard so many of my amazing colleagues and friends saying hello before we started the recording, and I'm just grateful and honored to be here. I was one of the people that used to listen to this call for years, and I never thought that I would be in a position to be a guest speaker on it, and here I am. So thank you, Jeff. A lot of that has to do with your coaching and your guidance. I'm forever grateful to you.
I could spend 3 hours interviewing you at least because you have so much depth on your content alone. But I want people to know that although you're now in that place where you're starting to reap some of the glory, you have your own story. Now, in your bio, I know that you've been through a lot of health challenges yourself and also some emotional challenges that you overcame as a teenager. Can you share with the folks listening a little bit about what you overcame in your mid-teenage years that really started to change the quality of your health and your wealth?
Absolutely, Jeffrey. Thank you for asking. So I was a drug addict at 13. I started using pretty much anything I could get my hands on at that point in my life, and I was consistently using until I was 16. And at 16, I overdosed on drugs at a rave. I found myself curled up in a ball with my body shutting down, and there was still a part of my mind that was still conscious. And I just remember literally laying in a pile of dirt, just praying to God that if I didn't turn out to be a vegetable and I didn't die that night, that I would spend the rest of my life helping heal the world. And I made a commitment and I made a prayer that I've absolutely lived into. So it was a long process for me. I spent many years detoxifying the damage that I've done, that I did to my body at that early, you know, pivotal age in my life, but it was such a blessing because it really sent me on a journey to uncover a lot of the things that I teach the world now. And so I started to study holistic wellness and holistic medicine and detoxification and mindset and spirituality and all of these things to heal my own body. And through the process of that led me to really what my purpose and my mission is today that I serve the world with. So it's exciting.
That is a great story that you overcame. Now, then you go on to UCLA. What drove you to get a college degree?
Well, I originally had the intent to go to law school. I actually wanted to go into politics. I was really involved in studying international law at the time, and I just always had this desire to understand the political system, which it's so interesting what I do now in the pharmaceutical industry. I didn't ever know I was going to be fighting big pharma, but I think that education at UCLA really gave me the confidence and also just the discipline that it takes to be an entrepreneur. And I know that you teach so many of those skills, and you've taught me so much over the years of just the discipline and the mindset. But going to college and receiving my degree and studying different, having two different majors, it really allowed me to come into a space of understanding what it takes to excel your life and to push yourself beyond the limits that you think you can push yourself at right now.
You got a degree from UCLA and then took a different direction that eventually led you to business. At a very early age, you were exposed to network marketing and direct sales. What were your first few years like in that vocation?
Well, I sucked, Jeff. I really sucked.
That's why I asked you the question, because I wanted you to expand a little bit, because that's when I met you.
That is when you met me. Yeah, I was 25 years old when I found network marketing, and I was actually modeling and acting full-time. I had started professional modeling early in my college years to kind of pay for some of my student loan debt and just this different, you know, obviously college is expensive. So I was working as a professional model and an actress and bartending and just always had a lot of jobs, a lot of revolving. You know, I was juggling a lot at that age, and so I found network marketing the same year that I got pregnant with my oldest daughter, who's about to be 10 this year, and I didn't want to be a pregnant bartender, and I didn't want to model anymore, and I was just tired of the toxic, you know, industry that is the entertainment industry, and so I was looking for a way out, and I found network marketing, and I thought, this is it, you know, I'm going to go for this, and I'm going to be a millionaire in 6 months, and I had no idea what I was doing.
I'm going to be the next Susan Sly, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw Susan speak, and I was like, oh, yes, you know, and I saw people like, you know, Ellen Bradley, and just people that were doing it in my company, and I thought, well, if they could do it, I could do it, and so I got to work, and I worked really, really hard for several years in my business. Fell apart multiple times. I had tragedies happen in my life. I had people pass away on my team. And I kept going. And about 4 years ago, I was just so tired of the mediocrity that I was attracting. And I knew that I needed something different. And that's actually when I reached out to you. And I still remember the night that I Facebook messaged you. And I still remember our phone call so clearly and the things that you said to me, because it shifted my whole perception of where I was at in my business. And it's really catapulted my life and my results to a totally different destination.
And you also thought you were going to be an Emmy winner, a Grammy winner, all of the other situations, because you had dreams. That's one of the greatest qualities that you have. You have been a dreamer, and you've also paid the price. Before we get more into the network marketing career, which you have absolutely broken through in the last 24 months, I've had the privilege of knowing you for several years, so I know that you had the opportunity to act, sing, dance with some amazing people. You actually were in a movie with Matthew McConaughey, is that correct?
I was. I don't know that anybody saw it, but I was in a movie.
I did. I looked it up. I saw your part.
Oh, my gosh. It went straight to DVD. It was called Surfer Dude, and so, yeah, that was an interesting situation for sure. And, yeah, I mean, I worked a lot in the entertainment industry, and I was producing about, you know, $6,000 to $10,000 a month, which at that time in my life, I was 23, 24 years old. And my husband and I, we weren't married at the time, but we were just living in a teeny little apartment in Burbank, and we were just living the life, you know. So it was huge for me at that time, but I knew that wasn't my calling. And I was definitely called to the health and wellness field. And when you talk about like vision, I always had big dreams. I always had a burning desire in my gut to really produce something amazing with my life.
And you were doing that because you're very creative and innovative. And now I know this didn't pan out for you in the early beginning, but this is a really key point. Now, these are some of the situations I even found out later after some of my coaching with you. You created your own dance troupe and your own dance routine. You created your own bartending crew. You were consistently finding ways to be creative and innovative. And you came up with names. You choreographed dance routines in nightclubs with your own team. I mean, these are things that, see, these are the little situations that most people overlook, because you found ways to stay in your dream. You didn't sell out on yourself. You stayed in it, and you were committed to winning it, and you found out that acting wasn't your calling, even though that was one of your aspirations, you found your purpose, and even then you didn't find it overnight. Because when I found you, you were not quite at rock bottom emotionally. You'd addressed some of your addictions, but you were in a place where your belief was waning. It's like you were in that space where you knew you could, but you weren't sure if you could. You were committed, but you weren't committed to being committed. You were in that space where you just had your ass handed to you so many times, and you were barely yes. making any money. I remember this.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember it, too. It was just depressing, but it was my journey because I was driven to do whatever I needed to do to get to the next level. I was driven since I was 15 years old. I mean, I've worked for myself, and I've always been an entrepreneur. I started a babysitting service when I was 13, so I've always looked for opportunities, and I think if everyone on the line that's an entrepreneur that has that burning desire in their gut to really produce something with their life, you have to continue to listen to that, and you have to keep trying different things. I think that's been one of the reasons why I've become successful in the last few years is because I just never gave up. I just kept going, and I knew that if I kept listening to my spirit and I kept listening to my soul, that the right people would show up and I'd be able to break through. And so that's exactly what I've done.
Well, Tegan, there's three key points I want to cover. You became a published author, you broke through in network marketing and direct sales, and then you started a brand. Now you became, let's start with network marketing, because that's where I saw you start to break through, but they all three came together. Even though they look like three different situations, what's the most important factor that I saw you do is you became cause-driven and purpose-driven. You found your purpose. Now, many people, they tiptoe quietly through life, and they arrive at the Garden of Stone, the cemetery. They push up daisies, and they live in the greatest pain, the pain of regret. I'll never forget the conversation we had, and I gave you the just effing do it, Chief. I mean, do it. You were saying, I don't know. I'm not sure. I might lose my database. What are people going to say, feel, and think? And I'm like, oh, you know, I pulled out the F word and said, just do it, Chief. Pony up, girlfriend. So, yeah, it's up to you.
It's true.
You got the juice. You got the swag. Pull it off, and you did it. Tell them a little bit about when you were in doubt about really following your purpose. You were following your dreams, but then you found your purpose. That changed your whole life.
It did. It changed my whole life. And coaching with you made me realize, like, I had a calling in my soul. It was part of that fire that I wanted to speak out about certain things, and I wanted to talk about some of the things that I had learned in the world that had helped me uncover injustices and have my family opt out of what I call the toxic agenda. And I was so on fire to share this with the world, but I was so paralyzed with fear because what I teach now, I speak about a lot of things that most people would never touch, and they're considered quote unquote controversial, and it brings up a lot of emotions in people. And so whether I'm speaking out about the food industry or the pharmaceutical industry, I felt so driven to stop some of the injustices that were happening, but I was petrified because I had worked quote unquote hard to get where I was, and I thought I had this business that was going to fall apart. And what I found and what you taught me was just, number one, be yourself. If you're on the line and you're trying to grow a business, be yourself. There's a reason that you have that calling in your spirit to do something. You need to tune into that because that is your God-given purpose. And when you ignore that, you're not going to excel in your life. So the minute I stepped into that flow, everything in my life started to shift. And you will attract the tribe of people that resonates with what you're talking about. And that was one of the things that you taught me so clearly, Jeff. You said, just do it and show up and the right people will show up. And now it's an avalanche of people that come into my life every single day. I can't even keep up with it, but it's such a blessing, and I feel so honored to be doing the work that I'm doing today.
Now, let's qualify that. When you say avalanche, I actually know what that means because I have many conversations with you throughout the month about how you have more leads than time. Now, I remember back in the day when you had more time and no leads. I remember you had your little fist and you'd rub your little eye. I can't, but no one's signing up with me.
Yes, true. Lots of crying on our first beginning phone calls. Absolutely.
Why do people cry when they first hire me? Why does that happen?
I think it happens because you speak the truth and their soul recognizes the truth. So I'm a spiritually guided person, and I knew within the first 10 seconds on our first phone call that you were my coach and that I was going to work with you. I didn't really know all the logistics of it yet, but I just felt it. And I think that's why people cry, because you help them uncover the truth that they know is there, but they're subconsciously blocking it. And I know I was. I remember you telling me you're addicted to disappointment. And I thought in my mind, like, oh my gosh, I've overcome, you know, addictions to cocaine and acid and pot and all of these like really terrible narcotics, and I'm going to be addicted to disappointment now? What a stupid thing. And so I just released it. I just let go, and I trusted the process, and I stepped into that flow. And that when you do that, that's when you start to attract more leads than time. People show up in your inbox. They want to join you. They want to be around you because you're in an inspired state of consciousness. And that's exactly what I've been able to produce in my life.
Now, this also happened to me. I once saw a vendor, a postcard vendor in the 90s, and I had no money left, and I had no money and no credit. So I'd had no money a lot of times. I wasn't that concerned about not having money, but I ran out of credit. OOC, out of credit, means I couldn't use my credit cards to fund my businesses anymore. And miraculously, right when I had to get a job, I was either going to have to wait tables again. I had always fall back on waiting tables because I told myself I can't be a stockbroker, I can't be a salesman anymore. The only thing I could do is wait tables because it gave me flexibility. Now, I'm talking mid-30s, Brittany. You know what waiting tables is at mid-30s?
It's, yeah.
Like, well, I mean, at 18 and 22, it's kind of cool and sexy, but when you're 30, you're pretty broke, it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the right when I was at my darkest moment, a credit card came with $5,000 of credit. I don't even know how that happened because my debt to credit ratio was off the charts, and I put all 5,000 of that. I rolled the dice on a lead generation program, and I crushed it. It changed my whole life. All of a sudden, I had more leads in time. I started closing 15, 17 sales a month back to back for about 6 months, and the compounded effect happened. You are living that. It's more challenging to explain it and to experience it. But let's talk about the first book you wrote, because that really opened the floodgates for you. It gave you the exposure you were looking for. What is the name of your first book, and what was that first book really about?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. Well, it's called The Silent Scandal, Stop the Toxic Attack on Our Bodies, and it was my mission to give back to the world to help them understand what they were exposing themselves and their children to. And I actually wrote the book within 4 weeks. I mean, it just flowed out of me because I had so much passion about this issue. I was a mom, and I was researching just all of the chemicals that were in everything that I was putting near my child, or they were wanting to put in my body or on my body or whatever it was. And I was really honestly angry, and I started blogging. This is like back in the day when blogging was like the thing to do. This was like before Facebook even existed. There was MySpace, guys. So this is like when I started my entrepreneurial journey, and I had this blog called One Angry Chick. And so I would blog about different food products that had substances in it that were linked to cancer or, you know, ADHD or whatever it was. And so I got a lot of followers on that blog. And so from that blog, I wrote my first book. And so that was really kind of a pivotal adventure for me, because I realized that it wasn't just me that cared about this stuff in the world. There was hundreds and thousands of other parents all around the globe that felt exactly how I did. And I started doing radio tours, and I started speaking at all these different wellness events and promoting my book. And through that, I started to attract a following of like-minded individuals that also cared about the stuff that I cared about. So it was really just, I wrote the book out of a place of absolute, I mean, for lack of a better word, Jeff, I was pissed off, and I wanted to change what I was learning about. And so I, instead of just sitting there and complaining about it, I wanted to take action. And so I did that. And that's really what kind of just propelled me into the work that I do now in the pharmaceutical industry and in the wellness industry. But it was that first initial awakening experience that I went through in my own life and delving into that research.
And you really wrote that book from power. You bring great insight to the world on really cause and effect, what happens to our bodies when we consume some of the certain foods that we consume, and you became a self-proclaimed expert. Now, what does that actually mean? Because you're a self-proclaimed expert. You don't have a PhD. You do have a public high school diploma. You do have that.
Yeah.
Good.
But you, that's good. That's good.
You do not have, but you do not have, you're not a dietitian. You're not a wellness coach. You don't have a doctorate degree. You don't have a master's degree. You're not an MD. You don't have all the degrees that equal up a thermometer. How did you become a self-proclaimed expert in the field of food and vaccination?
Absolutely. Well, I became an expert for my own family. And in the process of doing that and sharing those truths with the world, you know, when you start to research something, and you know this because you teach this, it's the 10,000th hour, right? When you start to research something past the 10,000th hour, you become an expert in whatever that is. And it doesn't matter. This is what I teach families all over the world. It doesn't matter how many letters you have after your name. If you can awaken yourself to the truth that's true for your family and you can make those tangible changes that revolutionize your health in your family's life, then that's what's going to make the difference. But what we really need to understand as a culture is the substances that we're exposed to, they affect us energetically. So if you're an entrepreneur on the line and you're not looking at your diet and you're not looking at your medicine, you are shooting yourself in the foot because all of those things affect your cells energetically. It affects your vibration. It affects who you attract into your business center. It's all connected. And so not only is your, you know, refrigerator related to your bank account, but it's also related to your law of attraction because those things have energetic frequencies. So as soon as I learned all of this, I was like, oh my gosh, the world so deserves to know this. And so I spend all of my time researching it still to this day. I mean, I'm constantly reading medical journals and different articles and connecting with other wellness experts to learn and to grow from them because I'm obsessed with it because it's my passion. And so through that passion, you attract other people that either care about that or want to learn from you. And so I think anyone can become an expert on anything that they want to be an expert on. It just takes time and discipline and a mindset of I will not be denied and I will not ever give up.
Now, anyone listening to this call can feel your passion. It's flowing through you. Now, so anyone listening, this is not how I met Brittany. She had energy. Your energy has always been exceptional. You have great charisma, sex energy, sex appeal. You have that kind of energy that's transmutable that people really feel. They feel you, but you didn't have this kind of passion. You didn't have this kind of purpose because that's what doubt does to you. I know that if I said, what do you do when you have a down day, I don't have a down day. If I said, what do you do when you're overwhelmed, you're going to say, I don't get overwhelmed. Now, share with them why you don't get overwhelmed at this point in your career and life.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have the time to get overwhelmed. I mean, literally right now, you guys, I'm sitting inside my car doing this call. I've had back-to-back calls all day long. We're about to tear down the house that we're living in, and we're going to live in a trailer for 1 year because we're building a self-sustaining farm property. And I have 3 children and a husband that's gone 80% of the time because he's a fireman. So I don't have the space to live in overwhelm, anxiety, chaos. I cannot do that and produce. So I made a decision many years ago when I started coaching with Jeff to clean up my life, to clean up my mind, because my mind was cluttered with negative thoughts. And if your mind is cluttered with negative thoughts, then your surroundings are going to be cluttered with a bunch of other stuff that you don't need. So I cleansed it out. I cleaned it out because I understand energy frequency. So I'm able to live in a relaxed state and a relaxed body that's constantly in production mode because I don't allow, it doesn't mean I don't have, you know, days that are challenging. I just don't call them bad days. And I don't allow myself to wallow in that negative emotion. I take a deep breath, I meditate, or I pray, and I go on with it. I go on to the next activity and I get into action. I don't ever feel sorry for myself. I don't ever sit around and complain and wonder why not me. I just produce what I can produce with what I have, you know, at that given moment, and I go for it.
Now, the how do I question, this is what many, how do I, how did you, how did you, how did you overcome? I mean, this is what the question that many people want to know.
Yeah.
The answer is always comes down to this. I made a decision and I did it. Now, that's too simple of an answer for most people to comprehend because they want the technical know-how. In reality, the technical know-how isn't nearly as important as the purpose and the passion. When you're purpose and passion driven, facts tend to not matter as much. Many people focus on facts. They don't have a why. They focus on not failing. And I said this to a young man last night. I said, you have no idea how negative you are because you find all the flaws before you start, which keeps you safe and disappointed. Now, that just summed up a large percent of society. So let's move on to the really next issue where you really start to find yourself. Because once you found your passion and once you found your purpose, then your free enterprise network marketing business went from making in the hundreds of dollars to in the thousands, and now 5 figures a month. share a little bit about how you really started to find your calling and what you did with it and how people began to show up.
Absolutely. Well, like you said, it was a decision, and it is hard to quantify and explain it until you've lived it, but it's literally just, it's a presence that you take through everything in your life. So one of the things that Jeff taught me was be a finisher. So no matter what I'm doing, I finish it because I'm a closer and I'm a finisher. So whether it's, you know, and all the moms on the line will relate to this, whether it's folding a load of laundry that I don't want to fold or emptying the dishwasher or closing a sale, it's all connected. So the minute I stepped into that place, I was able to finish, you know, everything in my life. If I started something, I would finish it. And so that became my action steps every single day. So in terms of finding my passion and my purpose, it really came from a place of I was fighting for my children. I was fighting for our medical freedom rights here in the state of California. And I was very, very vocal about it on social media. And I was petrified, you know, in the beginning of my journey of speaking out against some of the medical freedom laws that were happening. But what it did was it opened up this ability for me to reach and connect with people all over the globe. And I now help individuals and families literally on every continent. I've talked to different families that are just like my family. So it was coming from that place of this is what I'm doing with my life and then being in that inspired energy. And through that, it inspired other people. So I have a large following on Facebook and social media now, but that wasn't always the case. So if you're listening to this call and you're starting your entrepreneurial journey, or maybe you've been doing what you've been doing for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, you don't ever know that what Jeff teaches, like the story before the glory. You don't know the challenges that people have had to overcome. So it's easy to look at someone on social media and say, well, oh, it's easy for them, or maybe they had this, or I can't do that. But you don't know the trials and the tribulations. Like there was a time where I would post things on social media and nobody commented. It was crickets, but I just kept going because I was so passionate. So my number one thing for anyone listening to this call tonight is number one, be yourself. Number two, be brave. Put yourself out there and just trust in the process. And number three, have an organized vision. I had a massive vision for my life, but it was organized. I could see it. I used to close my eyes and I would see myself speaking to rooms full of people. And I would have these visions of what I was going to do in the world. So it was just actually taking that step and being brave enough to just commit and do it and do all the things that Jeff teaches us to do. So anything Jeff said, I did it and I put it into action. And that's really what catapulted my business and my life.
And now you're sharing platforms and being on podcasts and webinars with some of the top activists in the world in your specific niche of healing and recovery. I mean, who are some of the people you've been able to collaborate with in the last couple of years?
Wow, I mean, just so many amazing people have come into my life, you know, authors and conscious thought leaders and doctors, and, you know, I work with a lot of the global activists that are in the medical freedom movement and people like on the VAX team, and just some really amazing individuals have come into my existence because I chose to show up. And I really want to encourage everyone on the line tonight to ask yourself, are you choosing to show up in your life? And if you're not, why not? What is the worst thing that's going to happen? You know, I was way more afraid of not doing the things that were in my heart than doing them bad, or doing them and, you know, quote unquote failing. But it's not failing. You're just going to learn and you're going to grow. And in the process, you're going to get better. Like I didn't used to be good at network marketing. I didn't have more leads than time, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, but it happened because I've been able to grow through the process of the growing pains. So don't be afraid of the pain. Be more afraid of just sitting there and doing nothing.
There's three key points that I also know that you have mastered. That's organization, correct?
Correct.
You're very organized. You have a sense. You have a relaxed sense of urgency. You would agree with that as well?
Absolutely.
You're not as frantic and frantic. You have power and you're not in force. But also you've learned how to let go of your own control where you felt you had to do everything and do it perfectly. Now you have an assistant, you're able to outsource, and you also realize that you can't talk to everyone and solve everyone's problem. So along with some of your addictions, you also understand codependence. Now, how did you put all this together and create, I mean, just the moving parts you have? You have in the thousands of requests a day, how do you stay disciplined, organized, and detailed when you have all these requests and all these obligations in front of you?
Absolutely. Well, I'm committed to. I mean, it's a mindset. So I get anywhere between, 250 to probably 300 PMs on social media alone every week. I mean, it just comes in. And it's amazing. And people send me their amazing stories and they want to connect. And there's all of this energy with it. So number one, I feel like it's a blessing. So I don't allow myself to get overwhelmed by it because it's also what I asked for, right? So I asked for this because I had a vision of my life. So when it shows up, you can't then deny it and complain about what you wanted to bring into your existence. So I understand that it's a blessing to have that platform to serve people. So I always come from a place of how can I serve people? But like you said, when you first started coaching me, I wanted to help the world. And in the process, I was helping nobody because I was broke and I wasn't organized and all of these things. So now, I don't get emotionally attached to people. I'm not emotionally attached to their outcome. If I can serve them, awesome. I'll help them. If I can't, I let it go. I don't let their dialogue about whatever it is, whether it's their health or their mindset or their money, become my dialogue because I know that I'm solid in my beliefs. I know that I'm solid in my practices and my habits every day. So it allows me to show up the way I need to show up for other people. So
You became a light. I just got a message from Melissa Essig in Crested Butte. She said, "You're crushing it." I'm getting messages. Oh, my Uh-oh. God, she's crushing it.
Thank you, guys.
There are a lot of the women that I've coached and men who have what you have. They haven't put it together. Now, the way you're speaking tonight, I mean, you are so organized, detailed, methodical. You're crushing it. And this is how you and I speak. This is how Susan speaks once you cross the bridge. But it's like I spent a lot of my life behind the glass, Brittany. I would look outside the glass and I'd go, oh, look at those beautiful people. And what am I doing behind this glass? I mean, how come I'm not where they are? And so I would stand behind the glass and just tap on it. That was a metaphor to make sure it was glass. But I just kept telling myself, How do I get through this glass? I don't understand it. Well, you actually are now living it. So the passion that you bring to the call tonight is not the passion I met because you were actually in a challenged space. But in a very short period of time, exactly what I teach, one day, 90 days, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months, David can beat Goliath. And you have taken on the King Kong of all Goliaths. You've taken on them, really, and you've stood the gap. And, there's people seem to disappear in that world.
They do disappear.
We'll let the people listening understand that, but you have the courage, a quality that never goes out of fashion, and a quality there's always a market for. But let's focus on the network marketing career, because that's where you started to really create some money for you, your family, to support yourself. You have moved out of a large city, and you moved to a beautiful area above Los Angeles of your choice. Tell them a little bit about where you live and what you're designing, the lifestyle you're designing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. Well, my husband and I had a dream for about 10 years to, have our own land and grow our own food, and it was something we always talked about, and because I'm obsessed with the food industry and what they're putting in all of our stuff. And it makes me just super stressed out thinking about it. I wanted to get away from all that. And so, last year we made the decision. We bought a 5-acre family farm in Central Coast and we sold our house in LA. We moved our entire family up here away from any childcare help and all of our friends and family I've lived in Los Angeles my entire life. So 34 years I had lived in the same area and we just took a leap of faith and we're on this property now. We're getting ready to tear down our house. We're going to build a completely new structure. It's going to be self-sustaining. We have our own water. We have 2 wells. We're going to build solar. We just planted 32 fruit trees. And after the construction's over, we're going to be planting vegetables and having chickens and the whole deal. And for the next year, I have 3 children, a 9-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. So if you're a parent on the line, you're listening to this, you're like, oh, how did she do this? Whatever. I can't do that. I can't be like this person or that person. Just stop telling yourself that and just do it. It's just a decision every day. There's days that I wake up and I'm tired, but I still get into action because I'm driven by passion and I'm driven by the inspiration in my soul. So it doesn't matter that I have a crazy 2-year-old boy. My son just turned 2 yesterday and he's wild. You guys, he's everywhere. But I'm still on calls, crushing it, helping people because I'm focused on the outcome of my life. And so living in a trailer, is it daunting? Yeah, I'm a little bit, you know, stressed about it, but I'm not overwhelmed by it because I know when I get into that situation, I'm going to follow the same system I'm following now, and I'm going to show up every day just like I show up now. So there's always going to be those moments in your life where you're like, oh, should, how do I push myself to the next level? And you feel that fear come up in your gut. You have to just move through that fear. And Jeffrey taught me something so simple, but it's so powerful. You just breathe. You literally just breathe. And when you breathe, you reset your neural pathways so that you're not in an anxiety overwhelmed state. And that's exactly what I do every day. If I feel those feelings come up, I just breathe and I let it go. So we are really on a journey to, again, opt out of the toxic agenda, because that's what I teach all day long. And I wanted to be able to live it on all levels. So we stepped into that place of just having complete faith, and we went for it and we're doing it. It's been one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. And one of the only reasons we could afford to do that now is because of my network marketing business, because my husband's a fireman. He does make a great living in the fire department. He works really hard. He works about 120 hours a week, and he has for the last 10 years, but we wouldn't be able to afford the type of lifestyle we have if I didn't have, you know, a six-figure income coming in. It just wouldn't happen. So it's been such a blessing.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because that is a tremendous breakthrough you had in two years ago. It was starting. I could feel it. I could see it. You started to make an extra 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. But what happened that really turned your direct sales network marketing career around? Because you're well on your way to becoming a millionaire. And incidentally, I want to make sure people on the line, consistently in the last 2 years, you've told me, Jeff, I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to be your next millionaire you coach. I commit to being a millionaire. You believe it. So it's all academic, because you know it's in the process. You're in the process of it. It's not going to happen. It's happening. I mean, it's a space and time that you've already created. You're now living it. Everything else is academic. How is someone on the phone who is challenged with their belief get to a belief that you got without just doing it?
Well, it's your mindset habit. So you have to have a mindset habit every day, whether it's a spiritual practice or a mantra. I mean, I say Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich mantra, the self-confidence formula. I say that every day. I've memorized it. I say it in the morning and I say it in the evening, and then I visualize exactly what I want my life to look like. So it's not just about the action, guys. It's also about the daily habits and rituals that you do. So no matter if my kids are running around the house and they're crazy and they're throwing stuff or whatever's happening that's chaotic around me, I ground myself in the morning. I always do at least 5 minutes of prayer and visualization, and I say the self-confidence formula from Napoleon Hill. And that has really shifted just my mindset every single day. So how does somebody go from not making a lot of money to making great money in network marketing and free enterprise? It's the decision of I am worthy and I will not be denied. And so I know that no matter what happens, if my whole team falls apart tomorrow, or everybody on my team leaves and joins another company, I know that I won't stop, because I have the skills and I have the habits, the everyday habits that are tangible that I can duplicate no matter what field and no matter what vocation I'm in. So again, it's just the consistent practice of that. But I would say for me, the number one thing that shifted of the how do I was the spiritual practice in the morning. And that self-confidence formula for me has just been super, super powerful. So I say it twice a day.
Now we're going to cover sales, prospecting, marketing question, because you become also very, very skilled at this. And in your network marketing business, you're able to close sales quickly. Can you cover a little bit about the interview process, closing the sale, building a team? Because you are absolutely putting together a six-figure monthly business.
Absolutely. So it's the organizational tools. I used to spend 45 minutes on the phone with somebody hearing their, you know, quote-unquote sob story, or walking them through their pack for an hour and a half. I mean, it was like ridiculous. I was so emotionally addicted.
We trimmed that down to about 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. Oh my gosh. And my husband was so frustrated and I wasn't making money. I'd be like on the phone with these people for 2 hours. It was silly, because I was emotionally addicted to their emotional addiction. So that's the first thing, is don't become attached to other people's problems. Like, you just don't. you have to stay in your power in order to serve them properly. So my phone calls, Jeff, are back to back to back. I book 15-minute phone calls throughout the day. I really only have about 3 solid hours to work because my children are in school. I don't have a nanny. We moved away from all of our childcare. So, and my husband's gone a lot, and I pick up my children from school every day. I make dinner 6 nights a week. My kids are in activities. So we are busy. So I have to make sure that the time that I'm on the phone with the person, I'm engaged and I'm helping them, but I'm not dragging out their addictive process either. So I'm very clear with my enrolling questions. So qualifying questions, and I learned this from you. You're so brilliant at this. And Jeff has all sorts of scripts and downloads, and just read and listen to everything Jeffrey does, you guys, because it's awesome. But just asking people, how committed are you to releasing that 25 pounds? How committed are you to starting your own business, working from home? How many hours a week can you commit to, you know, being in the field prospecting for your network marketing business? Whatever you're talking to the person about, you need to start to quantify if they're worth your time. And I don't say that from a place of ego. It's a place of inspiration that you should absolutely qualify people for your time. Your time is so valuable. So don't just give it away to people that don't value it. Why would you do that? That's why you're not getting paid to the level that you want to get paid. So I did that for years, you guys. I struggled with this because I felt like I wasn't serving people. And the minute that I actually got clear on that I wasn't serving them at all by doing that, then I shifted everything. So you have to qualify your leads, qualify your time, and make sure that people value your time, because if you don't value your time, other people won't. So I work very, very quickly, back to back to back, all throughout the day.
All right, so what that means is that your energy becomes attractive. And we're not talking about once upon a time where you were in the Buck Cherry video, crazy, you know what. So this is one of my favorite things to do is watch Brittany's video. She was once in Buck Cherry's video called Crazy Bitch. And so you're really focused. You're like, you got a little good shots in there. But we're not talking.
I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. When I'm 90, I'll look back and be like, "Whoo, that was a moment in time." It was fun. So
I've got a client up in North Dakota. Do you even know where North Dakota is, Brittany?
I do, of course.
Yes. Okay, good. Well, I got a client up there, Jeremy. I'm going to have him go out and watch your video, Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry, and he'll have him get back with me, or I'll have Melissa in Crested Butte watch it, and they'll have people take a look at it. But you're not a crazy woman. That's the point. You're not like helter skelter. You're very quick. You're very methodical. You're very systematic. Now, the next question I have for you as we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, is your attractor factor changed? I witnessed it. Women started to be attracted to you. Men started to come to you. You weren't struggling. You have a couple of women that you went to high school with that are in the process. They're moving into that they're crushing it phase. I mean, I coach one of them. I've coached several of them, actually, who,
yes,
three of them in particular. You have three women that are poised to be five-figure monthly income earners. How did this happen? I know this is a how do I, but in the quantum physics and neuroscience, in your own words, what changed so that people began to show up differently in your life and business?
Absolutely. Well, I became the person that I wanted to attract into my business, plain and simple. So if you're on the line and you're like, oh, I just keep attracting the same person over and over again, and they're not producing and they're not doing this, you know, ask yourself, what does your schedule look like? Ask yourself, how many calls are you doing a day? Ask yourself, how many people are you talking to? You have to lead by example, especially in network marketing. So my team knows I work my butt off, and they see me. They see me enrolling. They see me, plugging people in. They see me training. They see me showing up. They see me being consistent. So you have to be the leader that other leaders are looking for to tap into, and that's just the reality of it. And I think that there's so much airy-fairy nonsense in the industry of network marketing, like, hey, get in, everybody's successful, you're going to be a millionaire. And I fell into that trap too in the beginning, guys. I really did. Like, I thought I could sit on my butt and make $1 million and have it just rolling into my bank account. It's not like that. It's a business. You have to show up and be in that CEO energy every single day. And if you were the CEO of a multi-million-dollar company, how would you act? What would your calendar look like? How would your presence be when you walk in front of a room to present? I mean, you have to start to think about, and it's not like faking it till you make it. It's you have to be in that energy to start to attract those people. Now, I haven't made $1 million in my company yet, but I absolutely will. Like Jeffrey said, I am so clear on that, you guys. I know it. I feel it in my bones, and I know that I am currently in a position energetically to be able to handle that, because it's a mindset to be able to handle that as well. And 4 or 5 years ago, I would have blown it. If I had gotten $1 million, I would have blown it because I had a bad relationship with money that I've now changed. So it's a process that you step on, but it's absolutely just you taking action and then being aware of what your habits are daily, because you will start to attract that exact same person into your existence.
Now, you've touched on a great point. I've counted, you've covered, there's at least 10 points that are book quality. I mean, I'm going CEO mindset, that was really good. But here's what I want you to really break down for them. What you said is what you do daily, and success isn't so much about what you do, but really what you do daily. On any given Wednesday or Tuesday, walk them through your schedule with 3 children, 1 2-year-old, a husband who's not home because he's fighting fires around California. You know, you're not even living in a house right now. Your house is being dismantled because you're building a custom house. You're living in a trailer in the back 40. I mean, you really are in the back 40. It's like Green Acres. You have to get up on the phone and make a phone call. I mean,
it's totally that. I run my business on, and my assistant's on the line. She can attest to this because she's seen me and she sees my work ethic every day. But we have no Wi-Fi out here, you guys. We are in, our plot of land is considered agricultural region. So the Wi-Fi carriers don't come out here. So we don't get Comcast or any of those things. So I didn't know that when we first moved here, and I moved here and I run an internet-based business. And you know, 5 years ago, I would have had a mini freak out and given up and whatever, but I run my business off a Jetpack from Verizon. It's this little teeny, you know, 2-inch device, and I hook it to my phone, and my phone becomes the hotspot that I run all of my meetings off through my laptop. So it's the situation for
sure.
I have one.
I travel with one, Jetpack. I've used it.
Yeah, a Jetpack. That's my business, Jeffrey. That's my business. Like, I run an international organization through a Jetpack. So anyone can do it. It's just a mindset. So like you said, what does my day look like? I wake up in the morning. I start my day in prayer and gratitude. Even if my kids are crazy, I make them breakfast. They start their day with superfoods and good quality nutrition. I take them to school. I drop them off. I bring my son home. I play with him for a little bit. I usually have a couple coaching calls in the morning. They're 15 minutes back to back. I get him down for a nap during that time. I'm either doing a training for my team on Zoom, or I'm on the phone signing up people and closing sales, or I'm doing coaching calls. My calls are scheduled back to back. He wakes up from his nap. I make him lunch. We do a couple more calls. We go pick up the girls from school. I run to gymnastics, softball, all of the stuff. I do all of the mom stuff, and I cook dinner 6 nights a week, organic whole foods, because it's not an option for me to feed my children fast food, so I won't. So I plan my meals ahead of time. I always have fresh organic groceries in the house, and my kids don't eat crap. And so I do it because I'm inspired to live an inspired life. But that's an example of my day, and I do that Monday through Friday. I work Saturday mornings by appointment only, and Sundays is my day of rest. I go to church, I check out, I try not to be on social media on Sundays, and I spend time with my family, and that's a typical week, Monday through Friday.
That was an OMG moment. That really laid it out. Now, see, that is so good, because that's how my life is. Now, this is another situation that many people don't understand. When you are in anxiety and you're overwhelmed, time goes really slow and time drags. But when you're in where you are, production, results, and relaxation is where they all come together. You're in spirituality, production, results. You're living the life. How fast does time go?
Oh, it's so fast. I mean, I've been awake since 5:30. I've been on phone calls since, Tuesday, I think my first phone call, because I do East Coast phone calls, and then I do phone calls for people in the UK and different parts of the world. So sometimes I start my calls as early as 6:30, but it goes fast, because I'm not just busy, Jeff, I'm productive. I'm doing something with my time here on earth. And I think for me, it's that every single day I wake up, I open my eyes, and it's a gift. Because, you know, my best friend died of cancer at 33, and I saw that industry kill her. And I've never taken 1 second of my life for granted since that experience. And I just feel like no matter what you're going through, whether it's a health challenge or a financial challenge or a relationship challenge, you can still find the beauty and find the gift. So if you're sitting there and you're wasting your life away in a state of anxiety, just stop doing it. Like, literally just make the decision to stop doing it and show up for yourself, because every day we open our eyes, it's a gift that somebody else didn't get to have.
great content. You're going to be speaking at the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. You and I will also be doing at least two more events, at least in Marina Del Rey. Those are one-day events. But the Protégé Writer Speaker Workshop is it's a cultured event for my in-house clients who attend Breakthroughs to Success and go on. So if you're on this call tonight, you're going to be speaking both days, Friday and Saturday, May 4th and 5th. That's going to be awesome, with the great G. Edward Griffin, myself, Chris Scharr, and a few other speakers. So anyone on the line that's in that has a ticket to that event, it's a definite game changer. But with that, Brittany, go ahead and let people know. I know you put together an offer that they can take advantage of online, because you have great online products and training tools that people can capitalize on, as well as being the author of a highly inspiring book, The Silent Killer. So go ahead and let them know how they can reach you.
Absolutely. Well, you guys can follow me on my social media accounts on facebook.com/BrittanyCara, and you can connect with me on my website at BrittanyCara.com. I'm in the process of creating several different online products, but right now you can buy my book on my website, and I will offer just clients only a Facebook one-on-one coaching social media session. My time is worth $250 an hour. I will give it to all of Jeff's clients for $200 an hour. So if you want me to look at your social media and tell you the things that you're doing wrong and what you need to clean up to attract a different tribe and a different quality of person, I'd be happy to assist you with that. You can send me a PM on Facebook. That's facebook.com/BrittanyCara, and we will schedule an appointment for that. So,
Brittany, you promised yourself you weren't going to do that again.
I know, but people find, here's what's happening, Jeff, is all your clients wanted me to keep doing it, and I feel like people have so much value to learn from it. So I want to continue doing it and serving people in that way. So
here's what I'm going to add on this. So we did this in Los Angeles the very last day of 2017, and like there was like 50 people in the room, about 40 of them hired you, and you go, oh my God, I can't do this, I can't coach like this. I go, Brittany, you did good. And so you did it again. This is amazing.
I know, I did it again. I did it again because people have found so much value in it, and I'm getting messages and they're thinking, and you know, they're searching for this type of coaching. And I wish somebody had pulled me aside 5 years ago and showed me all the things I was doing wrong on social media. So if I can serve you guys, this is just for Jeff's clients. I don't allow this out in public. So it's just for people that listen to his podcast or are his personal coaching clients. I will absolutely serve you in that way. It's my way of giving back to Jeff's clientele and the community that you created, Jeff, because you've helped me so much in my career, and I'm forever grateful to you. So
I'm so honored to have you on tonight's call. I'll have you back before the year ends. You and I will do multiple events. It was awesome dining with you and your husband in one of my favorites, Dan Tana's in Beverly Hills. We will repeat that performance. So, Brittany, thank you for being on tonight's call. You crushed it. We'll have hundreds of podcast downloads tomorrow. Everyone, that is Brittany Cara, first-class human being, advocate, published author, professional network marketer, mompreneur, organic living. Oh, that's good. You could start your own magazine, Brittany. That would be the ticket.
I could. Maybe in the future, for sure, Jeff. That's definitely inspiring. Thank you so much.
Have a great evening, everyone. Good to have you on tonight's call. That's Brittany Cara. Have a great night, everyone.